Chantal Thompson has trained in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for 7 years, but she says as a fair-skinned Indigenous woman, she's always had to be a fighter.
Growing up, I was never black enough, I was never white enough. My skin colour may have been white, but my mannerisms were definitely very Aboriginal to the white community, so I wasn't accepted there, I was ostracised. But then for growing up amongst the other Aboriginal kids, sometimes I wasn't black enough, so I never really fit in anywhere.
Thompson was the second eldest of 17 children and helped raise some of her younger siblings. She says her country in the far west of New South Wales is where she feels most at home, a region that inspired her competition nickname of Bakinji Warrior. The 33-year-old came to the sport late in life, starting in martial arts in 2011 as a way to cope with postnatal depression after giving birth to twins.
It's such a physical and mental sport that it will give me some space and time. I guess when I train, it kind of took me out of the darkness and it gave me some space to get out of my head and into my body.
Thompson earned several world titles in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu before switching to wrestling early last year to chase her dreams of Commonwealth and Olympic gold. Now she's been appointed a sports ambassador for the 2018 Commonwealth Games and is showing the next generation what's possible.
Well, the elders in the community are like, she was a bit of a ratbag when she was a kid, but see, look, if you're behaving and you grow up and you learn from your mistakes, you can do something. So there's benefits on it on both sides.
Thompson says she hopes to bring those benefits to other women of multicultural backgrounds. She's joining forces with a new organisation, Multicultural Women in Sport, to help others overcome barriers to participating in sport. The group's founder, Melina Astana, says many women can't participate in sport due to family pressures, finances and cultural reasons.
So the idea is to overcome those barriers, help break those barriers, increase the participation of these women for their empowerment, for their well-being and for their sense of belonging in community.
Ms. Astana says the benefits of sport participation for women can't be overestimated, particularly for older women who may feel isolated or depressed in a new community.
If we are actually aiming to have women from slightly older age groups participate in sports, because girls still get the opportunity at school, but it's these women who don't get an opportunity, and mostly because their families are not supportive enough.
Chantal Thompson says she's intent on leading by example.
Challenge the stereotypes and break the boundaries and create a new narrative of what's possible for women today.